Welcome to the Real Life English Podcast, where we help dedicated English learners just like you cultivate the courage, the confidence, and the skills that you need to understand real life native English, to communicate clearly with people from all around the world, and to make your life an epic global adventure. Now, are you ready to go beyond the classroom and start living your English? Can I get an aw yeah?
So we're coming towards the end of the year, which means that today we'll be sharing our favorite TV series of 2021 that you can start watching in the new year.
Yeah, of course, we're often asked which series are the best for learners to watch, and there is no doubt that this year was an incredible one for TV. With a variety on our list today, there is bound to be something for everyone, so keep listening to find your next must-watch.
And of course, if you visit our Instagram at reallife.english, we have a bonus lesson there for you where we'll be sharing the new TV series we're most excited to watch in 2022. So make sure you check that out as soon as you finish listening to this podcast.
Yeah, boys and girls, citizens of the world, this is Ethan from Real Life English, where we believe that listening to podcasts is a fun, natural, convenient, and
razzle-dazzle
way to learn English. So download this podcast and listen to it while you're stuck in traffic, channel surfing, or even
creating your watch next playlist.
So I'm joined here in the virtual Barcelona studio, as always, by the lovely Andrea. How's it going, Andrea?
It's going good, thank you. Despite the cold and rainy weather here, yes. I'm actually quite chirpy today.
I'm freezing. And you mentioned there that it's a razzle-dazzle way to learn English. What does that mean? That's kind of a fun word.
Yeah, I love this word because it comes from, well, it probably doesn't come from there, but it's a song in one of my favorite musicals ever, Chicago. And yeah, just because we're talking about TV series and like the entertainment business, like it just makes me think of razzle dazzle, which is, you know, all like sequins and sparkles and bright colors and just a really fun thing. It just describes something that is quite elaborate and fun and flashy.
Yeah, which is definitely, that was a great choice for thinking about anything related to Hollywood, the entertainment industry. And I mentioned that they could do it while they're channel surfing. That might be a challenge, but what does it mean if you're channel surfing?
Yeah, so if you're channel surfing, it means that you are kind of flicking through the channels. So you're trying to find something good to watch. And then, so you kind of, yeah, surf through the channels. And then once you've found something you want to watch, you can then stop that.
Right. That's kind of a metaphor that we use a lot, isn't it? Because we'll say also surf the web when you're just jumping around to different pages as kind of a sort of entertainment. But channel surfing probably has gotten less common nowadays because now we have so many different ways to watch great series and things that you don't really need to flip through the channels. You probably are more likely to jump on Netflix or HBO Max or Prime Video or Disney Plus, or there's so many more. So, and I'm sure that's another reason why there's just such a plethora, such a huge variety of series nowadays to choose from. So it can be really a challenge, but hopefully we'll help you today to solve that challenge by giving you some of our top favorites that we've discovered.
Definitely, because that can be really time consuming as well. Mm-hmm. Like I find it sometimes you spend more time trying to find something to watch than actually watching it.
Right.
So it's always great to get recommendations.
Most definitely. My list is exhaustive. It just keeps getting longer and longer and longer. So there's just not even enough time to watch all the great series. So it always helps if someone tells me this one's worth prioritizing. So hopefully you discover some new ones today. As we mentioned at the start, there will surely be a series that anyone can enjoy, no matter what your level of English is, no matter what your preference of genre of series is. But before we get into any of that, we have a shout out for a very special listener and app user.
So So today's shout out comes from Andy, and he says, Real Life English is the best app ever. Hi, I'm Andy from Indonesia. I found Real Life English coincidentally, but now this app became my main app to learn English. I've just recently tried the Speak menu. I felt butterflies in my stomach at first, but then after breaking the fear, 4 minutes became not enough.
Oh, yeah. So glad to hear that you got up the courage to actually jump on the Speak to overcome the butterflies in your stomach, which is an expression we use when you're feeling nerves, right? It's kind of like before maybe a date or before you have to give a presentation, you might feel butterflies in your stomach. So it's really great that you overcame that, you pressed the button, you connected with someone, and that you've made a habit out of practicing your speaking regularly, Andy.
Yeah, definitely. Well done, you. And, you know, if anyone else is kind of feeling the same way, then go for it, because Andy has just told us how amazing it is and how 4 minutes is not even enough.
And if you want us to shout you out like we have Andy today, then be sure to try out the app if you have not already, because beyond just getting to finally practice your speaking, putting to use everything that you've worked so hard to learn, you can also listen to this podcast with a full transcript and vocabulary so that you can understand virtually 100%. And if you enjoy all that, then just head over to whatever app store you use and leave us a 5-star review, and we might shout you out, and you might be the next learner that we shout out here on the podcast. So that said, we are gearing up to talk about series, but we're going to try to make you laugh with a couple jokes of the week.
Yeah, so I'm excited because we haven't done this for a little while, and I found some jokes that are kind of TV related and stuff, so I think it'll be quite cool to share them.
Most definitely. So let them rip. Let me have it.
Okay, what do you call two monkeys who share an Amazon account?
Well, that'd be very high-tech advanced monkeys, but what do you call them?
Prime mates.
That's very corny, but it's a good one. So what's the joke there? Prime mates.
Yeah. So if you're not aware, you can have Amazon Prime, you know, for your deliveries to come within like one day or the same day. And with that, you also get access to TV series and movies on Amazon Prime. And of course, another way that we describe monkeys and other types of apes, I guess, are primates, because they're like the first.
Yeah. So, and I guess like the mates would also be a play on the word, right? Because it's, I don't know, you have like roommates, for example, people who live together in the same apartment, or the same flat, or maybe like workmates, people who work together. That's another way you could say it. So if you were prime mates, it's kind of because like your friends that share an Amazon Prime account. So that's great. A lot of these kind of jokes that are a bit corny, they're a bit like, what's the way you can describe corny?
Like cheesy. Yeah. In the UK, we would also say cheesy or a bit cringy, you know, like the dad jokes that we did a podcast on before.
Yeah, that's a great way to explain it. So jokes that maybe your dad would tell you or your grandparents or something like that. But a lot of times they have to do with a play on words. So it's a really great way to kind of build your vocabulary and your understanding of the nuances of the English language.
Definitely, yeah.
So you have one more for me, right?
I do. Why do we tell actors to break a leg?
Ooh, that is a very relevant one. When we tell actors to break a leg, we say it for good luck, right? Even though it sounds contradictory, but I'm not sure what the joke's going to be.
Mm-hmm. So why do we tell actors to break a leg? Because every film has a cast.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
You would pronounce that differently though, wouldn't you?
Cast. Yeah, we'd say cast. Yeah. Like The Castaway. That's a great movie.
Yes.
And a cast. Okay, so there's two meanings of the word cast in this case. So, or even more, because The Castaway, I suppose that's another use of it. But in the case of TV series, movies, productions like this, what's a cast?
Yeah, so the cast is basically all of the actors that make up the whole team of actors that you have. Mm-hmm. So before you have any TV series or movie made, you have auditions, and you have usually a casting director as well. So someone who is in charge of hiring all the actors, you know, for the correct role in the film or TV series. So yeah, a cast is this group of actors that all work together on the movie or series.
And you used it as a verb there as well, because, or an adjective, casting director, and you can to cast someone for a film. So it can kind of be used in all different sorts of, all different parts of speech. So the double entendre here, the joke was that when you break a bone, right, you wear a cast on your, if you break your leg, you have to wear a leg cast. If you break an arm, you have to wear an arm cast. Maybe if you're in a play and you actually broke your leg, then maybe all the other people on the cast would sign your cast.
Yeah, so it's basically that kind of hard cover, you know, to protect your leg while it heals. That's also, yeah, that's the play on words here.
Right. All right. So hopefully you're chuckling. You might be laughing at us more than you're laughing with us, but that's okay. So we're going to get into today's main topic, talking all about our favorite TV series of 2021 that will be awesome for you to start watching and improving your English with in 2022. Hey there, Real Lifer. Have you downloaded the Real Life English app yet? On the app, Andrea and I will guide you beyond the classroom to live, learn, and even speak English in the real world. So how do we do this? To start with, you can listen to the Real Life English podcast and Beyond Borders talk show, even this very episode, with digital transcripts so that you can follow along and develop your listening fluency. Plus, check dozens of definitions of all the most difficult vocabulary, idioms, phrasal verbs, slang, and so much more that you won't find anywhere else or in any other podcast. And how would you like to develop real-life speaking confidence at the touch of a button by speaking with other learners while making friends across cultures? Sounds like a dream, right? Well, now with the Real Life app, it will be a dream come true. Download the app to listen to our podcast with transcripts and definitions whenever and wherever you want, and speak with people from all around the world. What are you waiting for? Join our global community today by clicking the link in the description of this podcast or by going to www.realifeglobal.com/app. That's APP. Or simply search for the Real Life English app in the Google Play or Apple App Store today, and let us guide you beyond the classroom to live and learn and speak English in the real world. Ah, yeah. So maybe we could start off, Andrea, with some series that both of us have watched this year and loved. So one of them I just actually finished this last weekend. I actually binged on it, which that's a great word for today's lesson. What does it mean to binge on a series?
It's like when you consume it a lot within a short period of time.
Mm-hmm. And there's become really a binging culture around series with all these platforms like Netflix and stuff, because the series are usually nowadays released all at once. So it's not like before, mm-hmm. you had to wait a week to watch the next episode. We can just sit down one weekend and watch all the episodes in a series. And that's what I did with this one, because it just had me on the edge of my seat. And that's Mare of Easttown. And this is an HBO original, so if you have HBO Max, you can use that to watch it in your country, and I highly recommend it. So what did you love about this one, Andrea?
Oh, it was so gripping, which means that, you know, you didn't want to stop watching it. You wanted to see what happened next. It had you on the edge of your seat. It didn't move too fast or anything, I found, but then I didn't feel like it was super slow, and Kate Winslet is amazing in it. She's such an incredible actress.
I was blown away by it. She does, so not only does she do an American accent, but she does, it takes place in Pennsylvania, which is in the Northeast, and she does like an accent from there. Like she had some words that she pronounced like water, for example. Most Americans would say water, mm-hmm. but she said like water, you know, which is like, it sounds really, you know, like you're from, it takes place in a small town called Easttown. And so she really was able to capture like this small town Northeast accent. And it really was mind blowing. You would never know that she is from the UK.
Yeah. And I don't want to give too much away, but there are quite a few sort of like twists and turns. And it's one of those where you're like, is it this? Is it that? And you don't really, you don't really know. And you just kind of have to wait and see what happens.
So I think one that the last podcast we did recommending series, we recommended Line of Duty, which if people haven't watched that, that's kind of a similar one because it's a police drama, right? And this is similar because she's a police woman. A detective, and she's investigating these certain murder cases. And so if you're into those kind of police dramas, murder mysteries, it's a perfect one for you to watch. And I remember watching the trailer. I discarded this one originally until you recommended it to me because I always love every series you recommend. But the trailer was a little bit bland. It didn't really seem very exciting or anything. But so I recommend don't watch the trailer, just watch the series and you'll be really happy you did.
Yeah. And the great thing is, I think there's only, is it 6 or 7 episodes?
I think, yes. I don't know if it was 7 or 8, maybe. 8 tends to be the typical now, but maybe it was 7.
Yeah. So it's not super long. Like,
goes by really quick.
Yeah. And like you said, you binged watched it. We did too. We did it in 2 nights because it was just so good.
Just couldn't put it down. Yeah. So yeah. That's a great one to start off with. Maybe we can take it in a different direction. I think it's one that you're currently watching, right?
Yeah. So I'm just coming towards the end of season 2. So I've got season 3 to look forward to, which just came out. And the series is Sex Education, which is on Netflix.
Yeah. And we just did a lesson on this one as well. So that could be a good way because it comes from the first episode of the first season. So you can kind of get a taste with it. So we'll put that in the show notes for sure, which you'll find linked in the description. But this is kind of a coming of age one from Netflix, right?
Yeah. And initially I wasn't sure if I would like it, but when we made the lesson with it, it kind of spurred me on to watch it as well.
What does that mean? It spurred you on?
Yeah. It kind of pushed me into doing it. It kind of made me want to more. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't sure like how it would go, but you know, there was a lot of buzz around it. So many people were talking about it and I decided to give it a chance and I actually really like it. And it's not just, I mean, I think it's great if you're learning English because it's set in a high school. It's like a 6th form before you go off to college, like the last 2 years of school in the UK. And it's great for learning about, you know, that period, especially if you're around that age and all that vocabulary, relationships, schooling, all that kind of stuff.
I mean, it's in the title, isn't it?
Yeah. But it is actually quite deep as well, I find, you know, a lot of the things that they cover as well are quite current topics, you know, things that do happen, but maybe people don't talk about so much as well. So I was quite surprised with it.
Yeah. Obviously, discretion with this one, if you're sensitive to kind of like sexual materials and stuff like that, then it's probably not the series for you, but it can be really good because these are things that people talk about with their friends and stuff. So it can be good vocabulary to get. Now the last one that both of us have on our list, I have to admit that I haven't watched the new season yet because I was kind of waiting for it to finish because I also want to binge on that one. I didn't want to have to suffer from the suspense of waiting for the next episode to come out because I absolutely loved the first season. And it's one we also did a really popular lesson with.
Yeah, so I'm the same as you. I haven't watched the second season yet because it just finished.
Us.
Yeah, but they were only releasing 1 episode a week and I'm the same as you. I don't want to wait. So it just finished this week. So we can start watching it now. It's The Morning Show, which is Jennifer Aniston and Reese Witherspoon's hit Apple TV Plus show. And yeah, the first one was mainly about the Me Too movement. And the second season is actually quite current because it's during COVID. So I'm very curious to see how they covered that within the season.
Yeah. And really just, I remember the season finale of the first one. And I remember like everyone was watching this. Everyone I knew was watching the first season and it just ended in like such a high note and everything is dying to watch the next season. And it took almost 2 years, right, to come out. Because I remember last time I watched it, I was actually in the United States, which was 2 Christmases ago. So highly recommend. The first season was incredible. I'm really looking forward to watch the next one. I think it's some of the best acting that I've seen from Jennifer Aniston as well. She plays like a really fantastic part in that. And really, I think it's it was nominated for a bunch of awards. And I really think it's one that any TV lover should have on his or her list.
Yeah, and we just made a lesson with Jennifer Aniston as well when she's on the Ellen show talking about the second season. So if you want to learn a little bit more about it as well before you start watching it, you can check out that lesson because, she talks about how they actually already started making the second season. But then when COVID hit, they were, of course, affected. And then they just started rewriting and kind of changed the direction of the second season to incorporate that.
Wow, that's really dynamic. You know, you don't really find that with every series.
Yeah.
All right. So we have 8 more series that maybe we can go through a little bit faster, but you have 4 of yours. I have 4 of mine and we'll kind of take turns. So I'll let you do the honors, Andrea.
Okay. So I'll have to not ramble on with this one because it's a really great one. Also on Apple TV Plus, it's Ted Lasso and it's really funny. It does get quite deep as well at sometimes too. So there's a lot going on within this series. But what's so great about it for English learners is that it's set in London, but Ted Lasso comes from America. He's an American football coach that comes to coach a UK or an English football team. And he knows nothing about football, like what you would call soccer. And it's great because you get to hear a variety of American and British accents. You're going to learn a lot about football culture in England, stereotypes, all this kind of stuff. And it's a really great one.
Yeah. When you recommended it, I watched the trailer and already was laughing a lot just from the trailer. So I added it to my list. It's definitely one I'm going to watch maybe in the next month or the next year. And I think one of the really great things here for learners is definitely having that mix of like an American going to the UK. So you're going to see a lot of those things that maybe surprise an American about British culture and vice versa. So that's really just perfect for any English learner. And also getting used to the mix of accents, practicing both. So I believe that the first one on my list, I don't think you've seen yet, although you should definitely watch it if you haven't, Andrea.
Yeah, I haven't. It's top of my list. I really want to watch this.
It's The Handmaid's Tale, which people might have heard of. It's really an incredible series. I think I've probably had it on other lists, but there was just a new season this year, like a long-awaited one, I think also interrupted by COVID, and it did not disappoint. So it's a great one because I think there was maybe the fourth or the fifth season just came out. So there's plenty for you to watch. And there's going to be another season coming out, I believe, in 2022. So then you'll have that to look forward to as well if you're able to finish it. But this is just such a powerful series. And it deals with a lot of women's issues. And it's looking at a very dystopian future in the United States, which I think is really fascinating. So highly recommend this one. A lot of you, I'm sure, have heard of it. And it's it will not disappoint.
Yeah, it's definitely top of my list. I can't wait to watch it.
Yeah, definitely. I get angry even sometimes watching it just because some of the things are so indignant, you know, like, well, I won't say anymore because I don't want to give any spoilers. I don't want to ruin it for anyone that wants to watch it. You, of course. So, but I think for a series to be able to do that is pretty powerful. Just a quick interruption to ask you a question. Do you ever feel frustrated when you are listening to a podcast, watching a TV series, or you are in a conversation in English and you do not understand what is said? Wouldn't it be great if there was some way to understand real English without getting lost and without getting bored? Well, now there is. With our Real Life Native Immersion course, we will take you on a 41-week real-life adventure of the English language, each week exploring a different topic connected to our goal to help you understand and use your English in the real world. Just imagine understanding your favorite TV series without subtitles, or confidently speaking with someone and comprehending everything they say. You can do it, and we're here to help. And the best part is, you can try it for free with our 3-part Power Learning series. Just go to reallifeglobal.com/pod to sign up. That's P-O-D. Or simply click the link in the description of this episode. So what's the next one on your list, Andrea?
So the next one on my list is from HBO, and it's This Is Us. And you might have seen this trending recently because I think they've just released the final season, which I can't remember if it's 8 or 9. It's been going on for quite a while now, and it's been really popular. But I only really got into it at the start of this year. And I'm a bit slow with it as well, but I'm on season 2, but it's a really great series because, again, like, you're following the lives of a family. It goes back and forth between, like, when, you know, the couple first started dating to when she got pregnant, and then it comes back to the present day where the kids are grown up and kind of where they're at in their life and how their relationships are. So there's lots of flashbacks and things like that going between different times. And so you'll learn a lot of vocabulary to do with everyday life things and relationships and family. And it's, yeah, it's heartwarming as well. It's a really great one.
Yeah. I've heard really good things about that one as well. And I think that's really great to have a series that has 9 seasons because it'll last you a very long time. You can get very involved in the different characters' lives and stuff. And also series at first can be very difficult to understand when you don't really know the characters and stuff as a language learner. But once you start to get more used to how the different people talk and communicate and stuff, it gets much easier. So a series that lasts a little bit longer like that can be very beneficial in that way. And I also have to point out, I like that you say HBO a bit different than I do. So how did you say it?
Yeah, I say HBO.
Mm-hmm. The letter H is different in American and British English, the same as Z, yeah. Right? You guys say the letter Z different.
We say Z.
Right. So
yeah.
All right. So the next one on my list is, it's another limited series. Similar to Mare of Easttown. I like these ones too because it's, I believe, 8 episodes, these limited series, because sometimes maybe if you've been watching a series that has more seasons, you just kind of need a break, and it's almost like watching a long movie or something. This one's called Clickbait, and it's another really gripping one, like immensely gripping. And it's also for people that like kind of mysteries that you're not quite sure what's going on, and it really has so many twists. So a series that has twists, it's like you think you know what's happening and then it changes direction. So it has many twists, similar to Mare of Easttown as well, that you're always, things are always up in the air. You're not sure what's going to happen. So if you like that kind of series, it would be another one like that that you can watch. And it's a great one too, to just sit down and watch in a weekend, maybe for us, Andrea, with this cold winter weather that we're wanting to be bundled up on the couch and you need a good series to binge on.
Yeah, it sounds really interesting. Where can you watch it?
That's a Netflix one too. So okay. I believe it's on Netflix everywhere. So that's always makes it really easy as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so my third one is a bit of a silly one, but I wanted to put it on the list because I have binge watched this I think since the summer, and there are so many seasons because they have the Mediterranean version and the Caribbean version. There's even one, I think, called Sailing Yacht, which I haven't even watched yet, but it's a reality TV series called Below Deck. And so it follows the season on a mega yacht of this crew. You know, how the deck crew, the people that work on the outside, the interior, the ones that are doing all the face-to-face service, the captain. So you get to learn a lot about boats, yachting, mega yachts, which is quite interesting. But then you've also got the reality TV aspect. And what's so great about it is that people come from all over the world to work on these mega yachts. So you've got people from the UK, from the States, from South Africa, from New Zealand, Australia, everywhere. So you're going to get a variety of English accents. And it's also one of those series that is just so easy to watch when you've had a really tough day and you don't want to think. You just want to put something on the TV and chill. And it's just a really easy watch. But again, it can really, you can get addicted to it and just want to keep watching and watching and watching. Mm-hmm. But it's a really easy watch that I recommend.
And is it also on Netflix, right?
There are, I think, maybe 6 seasons or something on Netflix. Mm-hmm. It's also on Amazon Prime. So you can find a mixture, yeah, on different platforms. And sometimes, because the dialogue can be quite fast, I would recommend this one for upper intermediate or advanced learners, because otherwise it might be a bit tricky sometimes to follow because it tends to move quite quickly.
Right. And reality TV, that can be a really interesting way to practice because it's at least supposed to be unscripted. So it means it's really natural speech. It's spontaneous, right? So that actually leads pretty well too into my next series, because it's not reality TV. It's a series, but it's fiction, but it takes place at kind of like a retreat where rich people go. And it's with Nicole Kidman, who plays this crazy Russian woman who's leading this retreat that has really, really non-traditional methods for dealing with the different problems that people have. So the people who are coming have a variety of problems. One's an author who is kind of going through a crisis in her life. Another one's an American football player who had to retire early due to an injury and also just has a lot of issues in his life and alcohol abuse and things like this. And so each character in it has different kinds of things that they're going through that they've come to this retreat for. And Nicole Kidman is incredible in this. Like she really does a great job playing this kind of like crazy Russian character, so much so that I many times forgot that it was her, because I'd never seen her kind of doing something like that. So I really love this one because there's a lot of different characters and you're following the different issues that they're going through and the really non-traditional way that Nicole Kidman is helping them to deal with it. So I highly recommend this one. It was definitely one of my favorite ones that I've watched in the last few months. And it's on, at least here, it's on Amazon Prime. I believe it's a Prime original, so.
Yeah, I remember seeing it come up and thinking, oh, that looks interesting. And I really like Nicole Kidman. Mm-hmm. I think we might have recommended it at the start of the year when we were talking about series that we watched in 2020 that we loved, and we spoke about The Undoing. And yeah, I just haven't gotten around to watching this one, but it definitely sounds, I didn't even really know what it was about. So definitely one to watch.
Yeah. And it also has Melissa McCarthy, who I find she's absolutely hilarious. Mm. So it's a drama for sure, but there's like these moments that are kind of the humorous relief, or whatever they call that, comic relief, I think is the term for that, where in a drama you'll have some bits of humor so that's not getting you too down. but it's just a really different type of series and really gripping.
Mm-hmm. Great. So my last one is another one that just had season 3 come out on Netflix as well. So it's probably been trending again. Mm-hmm. And it's the series called You. I'm currently on season 2, so I'm not even on season 3 yet, but it is definitely, I don't know even how to describe it. It is definitely different. It's an interesting one. It's great for learners because the main character narrates a lot of what is happening and he speaks quite slowly, so that can be really useful when you're watching a series. I would say it's not like super scary or anything, but maybe if you don't like certain aspects of violence, there's not a huge amount in it, but there is some. So there might be parts where you kind of want to look away or things like that. And again, it's kind of you think you know what's happening, but then something completely different will, and it goes in a different direction, and it kind of does keep you on the edge of your seat.
There was a word there too. I noticed you say differently than I would. Narrate. How did you say that?
Narrate.
So the emphasis is on a different syllable, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's interesting. But yeah, I've heard good things about that series. I also had it on my list, but I haven't gone around to it yet. But it seems like it's a good thriller, like a psychological thriller. Right.
Yeah. And it's quite easy to watch again in many respects. Like you don't have to think too hard or anything like that. But yeah, it's a different one. It's not really a lighthearted one or anything like that, but it can be quite easy to watch. Yeah.
All right. And remember, if you want even more tips, you have to head over to our Instagram at reallife.english, where we will give you several of the series that we're most looking forward to watch in 2022. We haven't watched these yet, or at least not the newest season, but it will give you some more for your list. If you haven't gotten that many here, or if you just want some more tips, be sure to head over to our Instagram. So my final one is with Kaylee Cuoco. She's the actress who plays Penny in The Big Bang Theory. And it's a really, speaking of psychological thrillers, so it's another one like that. But it's called The Flight Attendant, and it's about a flight attendant, someone who works on a plane going to different international locations. And she plays this flight attendant who gets to go to all these exotic places, which is an interesting part of it. It's interesting for learning a little bit of that travel vocabulary. But kind of the twist is that she meets this guy on one of her layovers, which is the time that you spend between flights in a place. And they get together, and then she wakes up the next morning and he's dead, and like someone had killed him. Obviously not her, but you know, she's having to flee because she's worried about being framed. She's worried about them pointing the finger at her as being the one who had killed him. So then she's trying to, you know, solve the mystery of who actually killed this person. And it's just another really gripping one that we binge watched. I believe it's on HBO Max. So it's one I'd highly recommend that people check out, especially if you are a Big Bang Theory fan and you like that actress. She did a really great job in that one.
Yeah, that one's on my list too. I can't imagine her playing any other character, right? Other than Penny, which is really strange. Yeah. So it's nice to see her doing something completely different.
Mm-hmm. And I believe that one also has a new season coming out in 2022. So it did get, I think the term they'll use is, it got green lighted for a second season.
Yeah, that's a good sign. Then you know it's a good series.
Right. It means it got good enough ratings from the fans. So, all right. So thanks so much for tuning in. Hopefully you found some great new series to start to add to your list to watch in 2022 and improve your English with at the same time. Have a lot of fun. And we'll see you next week on the Real Life English Podcast. 1, 2, 3.
Aw, yeah.
Hey again, I hope you enjoyed today's lesson. Don't be a stranger. You can find all the notes like vocabulary, links, and more for this lesson on our blog at reallifeglobal.com. And connect with us and on Instagram at reallife.english for even more fun English recommendations. Do you want to continue your learning and get confident, fluent English? Then I have a couple great recommendations for you. First of all, check out our YouTube channel, Learn English with TV Series, where you can have fun learning to understand fast-speaking natives with your favorite movies, series, and more without getting lost, without missing the jokes, and without subtitles. Second, if you like our podcast, then our Real Life Native Immersion course is perfect for you. It is the next best thing to studying abroad in an English-speaking country. Try it for free with our 3-part Power Learning Series. Just go to reallifeglobal.com/pod to sign up. Finally, if you are enjoying our podcast, then please assist us in helping more people go beyond the classroom and live their English. You can do this by sending a link to this podcast to a friend, or by leaving us a 5-star review wherever you are listening. We might even shout you out on the podcast. Stay healthy and safe, and I look forward to seeing you next week. Aw, yeah.